It's Tuesday, June 14th. This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A woman who went tubing on the Yampa River late Monday afternoon flipped her tube and was yelling for help. First responders were called and quickly staged at various points down the river to watch for the missing tuber. She managed to get out of the river and was helped by a woman walking by. They walked down to the sea hole at the library. She was checked out by the local ambulance crew. Captain Michael Arce with Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue was in charge at the scene. He said she's okay, but she was cold. He said he told her she needed a life vest.
So if you're going to go in the river, wear a life jacket. Also consider not going in the river if you don't have any experience.
The water temperature on the Yampa was 53 degrees. Wild horses in the Piance East Douglas Herd Management Area of Rio Blanco County are going to be captured starting this Thursday. The Bureau of Land Management says the population of the herd is 1,385 right now. The right management level for the herd is about 135 to 235. Bait trap stations will start this week. That's where horses are drawn in by food and water. And then July 15th, it is horseback riders and helicopters. The horses will be taken to a BLM wild horse facility in Utah to be adopted, sold, or to receive long-term care in an off-range pasture. The hazy, smoky skies we're seeing in northwest Colorado are from a fire in Arizona. The National Weather Service says smoke is driving in from the pipeline fire near Flagstaff started Sunday morning. Water's almost always draining down the alley between Oak and Pine, where the overflow parking is for Old Town Hot Springs. It then runs through the employee parking lot for the post office, down 3rd, and then through the four-way stop behind the post office. John Snyder is the Public Works Director for the City of Steamboat Springs. He says it is groundwater drainage from an illegal sump pump that was installed in a house there. He says the city's working with the homeowners on a solution to the illegal sump pump discharge, adding that it's destroying some public infrastructure in the alley and down 3rd Street. The vaccination bus is at the Stockbridge Transit Center in Steamboat today and tomorrow. It's for flu and COVID vaccines. Hours are 9 to 5. A group of 15 cyclists from Western Kentucky University are riding through northwest Colorado today, headed to Steamboat. The group has biked 1,110 miles so far to raise awareness for Alzheimer's. Last night, they were in Craig, treated to pizza and a place to stay at the Craig Christian Church. Today, they'll be at Casey's Pond Memory Care Center from 3 to 5. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.